from the Rockets, from Accra to Kingston, Jamaica. Almost 5 minutes down south, the hour of 11, while entering into the second phase of your Thursday night showcase right here on Radio Razo 105.2 on the ether, 103.8 on the cable, yeah? Right after the Shanty Mailbox, you know what is next is the main deal for the day. Exclusive interview with my guest of the day, Naya Fire. But before we get him on the line, listen to this one from him. Can't Stop Rasta. Yeah.
From shine, from long time, them a play blind. Them can't stop Rasta from shine. Open up your eyes and program your mind. Can't stop Rasta from shine. From long time, them a play blind. Can't stop Rasta from shine. Open up your eyes and program your mind. Listen here now, Jaja children. Light and darkness can never be friends. Seed for yourself in times of reason. Keep the fire burning, light up your incense. Before you make a city, respect the best west. Cause life betterment is all your interest. Me tell the wicked man not to be upset. And tell the wise man success a mindset. No man not perfect, not 100%. Survival of the fittest, stay diligent. Shine on your light and clear your conscience. Alpha and Omega, the black me reverence. So can't stop Rasta from shine. From long time, them a play blind. Them can't stop Rasta from shine. Open up your eyes and program your mind. Can't stop Rasta from shine. From long time, them a play blind. Can't stop Rasta from shine. Open up your eyes and program your mind. From shine, Rasta to the future from the ancient times. Check it in a me lyrics, check out me rhymes. So man I grind from 9 to 5 just to pay the price. Brighten me gonna with the positive vibes. Spread out your love and unite the tribes. Yo, overstand me, choose knowledge and wisdom over gun. Mr. Prejudice, no look me with no scorn. That is where you pray so your days may be long. From shine, from long time, them a play blind. Them can't stop Rasta from shine. Open up your eyes and program your mind. Can't stop Rasta from shine. From long time, them a play blind. Can't stop Rasta from shine. Open up your eyes and program your mind. Listen here now, Jaja children. Light and darkness can never be friends. Seed for yourself in times of reason. Fire burning, light up your incense. Before you make a city, respect the best west. Cause life betterment is all your interest. We tell the wicked man not to be upset. And tell the wise man to set the mindset. No man not perfect, not 100%. Survival of the fittest, stay diligent. Shine on your light and clear your conscience.
I'm a real nigga,
black me reverence.
Make your cool last
from shine. From long time. Open up your eyes and program your mind. Listen here now, Jaja children. Light and darkness can never be friends. Seed for yourself in time of reason. Keep the fire burning light up your
yes,
before you make a city, respect the best west. Cause like the colors are your interest. Tell me, keep my
fire a lick, yeah? Cause what? You can't stop the Rasta man from shine. Well, the voice of my guest of the day, the brethren, Naya Fire. Brand new and exclusive out of here. Check with your time. It's exactly 10 minutes dance out the hour of 11, the Thursday night showcase. Let me go on the line straight out to the Royal Continent of Civilization, Africa, the gateway to the continent, Ghana, and welcome the eye drain, Naya Fire. Naya Fire, greetings and welcome into the show.
Yes, greetings, Rastafari King, and give thanks for having me on your show.
How is the Aya doing, my lord?
Yes, I am doing great down in Ghana. Everything blessed. It's been a rainy day before today, but yeah, today is a brighter day. With the sun shining and yeah, we're having this cool evening right here.
I will give thanks and praise also for you making a time to have interview with me. In the first place, who is the brethren, Naya Fire?
Yeah. Well, actually, I was born for Coventual.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's my name. And actually, I was born in the Ashanti region in the early 80s, actually. Mm-hmm. Actually, but my parents hail from the Upper West region. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I was brought down here in Accra in the early stages of my life. So I had all my education right here in Accra.
I will.
Yeah, so I would say, aside everything, I'm just a simple farmer, mm-hmm, and a businessman,
mm-hmm,
and also a reggae artist.
Okay. Yeah. Give thanks and praise. And
so basically, yeah, I'm just officially known Naya Fire through the music fraternity.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So take us back to how and when you started, and what was it like when you had your very first recordings?
All right. It all started back in upper primary to the junior high to the senior high school. Actually, I started singing right up those stages. Yeah, and after school, I took it onto myself to really study music a little. So I've almost played almost all the ghettos in the city of Accra and also in the outskirts of Accra. And by then, reggae wasn't so popular. Actually, when I say popular, I mean in terms of Ghanaian holding up, you know, to take their career up on themselves as reggae artists. So yeah, and I actually started recording in the year early 2010. Yeah, and it was a great feeling, you know, going to the studio with all my mindset, you know, ready to have my first single out. Yeah, actually it was recorded in a studio called Step 2 Entertainment, right in Accra, Newtown. Yeah, so that was basically all about it, how it started. Yeah, so my first single was entitled I'll Be Coming For You on the Automatic Rhythm. Yeah, so it was a great feeling having to express myself on the rhythm and also giving it to my friends who have always known me to be doing this thing from way back in school. So yeah, it was a great feeling for all of them to hear my song on the CD, you know, actually. Yeah, it was back in the CD days, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And, it was a joy.
Mm-hmm. And did the track itself make any impact? Oh, it was just an underground stuff.
Yeah, actually, that track brought me to the limelight.
Mm-hmm.
When you check, I have this as my first album called Sign and Seal.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, this is the track 7 on the CD.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so the song really made an impact. And I have a video of it, mm-hmm, on my YouTube channel.
Mm-hmm.
Which has about 20,000 views and wow. Over.
Wow. So Naya Fire, yeah, is a reggae artist. But how does the...
Yeah, reggae
artist.
Yeah, yeah.
How does he categorize his brand differently, mm-hmm, from other competitive reggae, mm-hmm, bands?
Okay. And, you know, fact is, when you listen to me carefully, you could see the revolutionary spirit in me and the consciousness. Yeah, and also my music is far from derogative vibes. My music is far from violence, and my music is also far from vulgar and profanity. So I would say, yeah, this is what makes me different, and also the amount of my lyrical content that helps me to deliver my message has always been different from that of the, yeah, competitive, you know, to me, you know, artist to me. So yeah, basically I'm a conscious revolutionary artist with clean and conscious lyrics, far from derogatory, vulgar, profanity or violence. So we spread pure consciousness, and we don't water down our lyrics to reach anywhere. We just say what we have to say the way we want. I mean, music has always been a form of expression that I love to express myself freely, you know. And yeah,
before I put you on the line,
express myself in that form of way.
Yeah, man, you use it as a medium to express yourself as a musician. Before I'll put you on the line, I like your music, Can't Stop a Rasta Man, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, what is the motivation behind it?
Well, the motivation is just as nothing can stop the positive energy of the Rasta Man.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not just the Rasta Man, but the energy that the Rasta Man carries is what the people can't really stop. And it's just about, you know, uplifting the people in their consciousness to know that, you know, the Rasta Man stands for positivity, and nothing can really bring positivity down, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it's just a motivation to show to the people that Rasta Man has always been on the right path. Rasta Man has always been contributing to society. Rasta Man has always been contributing to the peace and the harmony that we all expect to have in this world. And Rasta Man has been doing positive works, you know, not just music, but Rasta Man stands in all walks of life. You know, we have Rasta Carpenter, we have Rasta Doctor, we have Rasta Mason, we have Rasta Farmer. Yeah, man. So, just the Rasta Man doing his positive works cannot be stopped.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so positive works always shine over the evil, you know, deeds. So, yeah, good over evil.
Yes, man. Positivity, good over evil. Jawes might be done. You've sent out quite good number of different messages through your music. But is there any one particular information you feel like putting into a song to create a worldwide awareness, but the system or some personal reasons that prevent you from making it public?
Honestly, I don't really see anything which really hinders me from saying what I want to say.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because you know, music is a message, and the message is in the music. So if I want to cut my message across the world, then, like I said, my music is far from violence, derogatory, vulgar, or profanity. So you see where my trail is. So I could easily compress my message in a short paragraph, you know, in the most rhythmic and melodic form that I feel pleasing to the world. And I think my music cannot be simply conveyed at once. My message as well cannot be conveyed at once. It's always coming bit, track after track, and it's just message after message. So
tune to
nothing
tune.
Can really stop the fire blazing, you know.
I will. The fire if it blaze on Tembi and unstoppable. It's almost 20 minutes down south the hour, you know, right here in Amsterdam. We drink some water, then I like this track from you titled Ja Sunshine. Yeah? Right after that, Naya
Fire. Thank you very much.
Give thanks.
Yeah, this was released in just November right now, so it's great. You booming it up.
Oh, it's brand new and exclusive, yeah? Watch the baboon
at them Congress. Yeah. Just November. And there is one more which is more exclusive.
All
Good
right.
Vibes is just this February.
All right, so introduce this track for us. Then we lick it, man.
All right, okay. Fire. Lyrics no impress. Watch the baboon at them Congress. Babylon at them And now the Rasta Man the one come stress. Enough artists in the mud slinging. Oh gosh.
Our world, the brethren, Naya Fire, straight out from the royal continent of civilization, Ghana, Africa. You heard? Jah sunshine, we lick fire. Pan negativity, yeah? Positivity, I rule over negativity. Shut! Babylon, I down press. Brand new and exclusive.
What you sow is what you reap.
As long as I am alive, I'm doing fine. As long as your sunshine,
that sunshine
is alright. And even in the darkest times,
the darkest times,
your light shine bright. And if they ask how I keep that smile,
that
the
smile.
World is mine. Give thanks for being fine. Here. Your love is always here. I'm willing just to share.
I'm afraid that
she needs some love, some scare. My people have no fear. My people don't be scared. The system isn't fair. You better beware. Wanna hear me now? Life is a mystery so full of surprise. Just study and know and choose your choice. Don't get caught up and get victimized
by
the vampires who creep out and everything is
alright.
And you're willing to pay the price to let someone feel so nice.
Me bond them hypocrite, me bond them parasite. As long as
I'm doing
your sunshine,
as long as your sunshine, everything is alright. And even in the darkest time, shine bright. And if they ask how I keep that smile, the world is mine. Can't keep me in your little bracket, even though you wish me kick the bucket. Better know, don't change your mindset. Tell the get to eat, don't fit it, no bucket. Survival is the key, yes, you cannot reject. Can't be a bad man, happy hustle if you get. You know we never stop, we only
yeah,
take
a break.
I love you, see you. Them a share bread.
Murdering the airwaves, yeah?
Fire.
With the brethren,
fire.
Naya Fire.
Red the fire. Great.
Wicked and wild, yeah? This track is too much energetic.
Yeah, man, yeah.
Give thanks and praise.
Yes, King. Thank you very much.
How is the higher
yeah,
feeling?
Very glad
how is
to
the
higher
feeling?
You.
Naya Fire, how is the higher feeling?
Yeah, it's a joy. I just had my supper and I've been waiting for this interview and it's just adding up my energy, you know, just boosting it up.
Saying Jawex must be
a
done.
Great feeling.
Yes, I am. Great feeling. The track
yeah,
that
man.
We licked, you yeah, said it was on an album, right?
Yeah, man. Actually, this is amongst the new singles. I couldn't submit any song from the album, but I could do a little freestyle or a cappella from a song. I mean, the very first song I wrote on the album, I could sing it for you.
I will. So you like to flip it?
Yeah. Yeah. It goes like this. Watch out now, Dan. I'm coming for you. Baby girl, you rock my world. Now you're fire, now blazing higher like fire. I'll be coming for you, my baby. I will be right there. I'll be coming for you, baby. As I say, I will be right there. Yo, baby, wait for me at the castle gate. I'm coming home. I have no time to waste. Don't make mistake and take. And in my place, every fruit has a taste. Don't hesitate. Is there a question without an answer? Good over evil, love over conquer. She give me the joy. She na basa basa in my bedroom. Me say ye be the assa. Found out mommy free send me dose wo. Yen tembra my yambo or don't come out. Head on a jammy honey send me diare wo. Hot that way ya tremmy hey ya do cause a wonti. To me cabra my shraya ye for a meda when I'm a coma. Copy me rame pro. Me can't creep if it. And yes, me chantro, or that way you try me here, the cause I won't see. I'll be coming for you, my baby. I will be right there. I'll be coming for you, Radio Razzle. I will be right there. Yeah, man, on bet. Oh, Grandmaster Blaze, for the fire can cool, are the authentic fire slinger. Straight
out
fire.
Oh, yeah, straight out fire. So Naya fire. Licking fire, yeah?
Yeah?
Pandi
A. Yeah, lively fire. Yeah.
Enough respect. Massive. Maximum respect.
Yes.
Enough respect to the freestyle team. Scene. How many singles and how many albums so far?
Right. Like I said, I released my first album in 2013. That was produced under Sound Fiction Production, right in Germany. Mm-hmm. And I had the opportunity to tour Germany to promote the album with it. And we made great copies to be sold out there, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I have about 49 singles. I have 49 singles and 17 are officially on my YouTube channel, and I'm still working on to really put all of them out there and see if I'll sort the best out to you know, bring out my second mixtape album.
Wow.
So in all I have one album and 49 singles, 17 officially out of my YouTube channel.
Hard works.
Yes, King. So we give thanks for the support and people like you coming our way and putting us, you know, across the globe, you know, to the world, you know, from Ghana straight Amsterdam, Europe, Africa.
Same.
Yeah, man.
Jawek,
we give thanks, Grandmaster.
Yes, yeah, man. Enough respect. Naya fire. Have you been nominated in any local or international award scheme ever since you released your album and you've been touring around Germany and Europe? That means you have, recognition, not only in Africa and Ghana, but Europe as well. Have you been nominated?
Not. Honestly, I've never been nominated in any... Well, I've once been nominated in BAS Awards before, but that doesn't mean I won it. I didn't win it. I've been once. Mm. Yes, please. I've been once been nominated in BAS Awards. 2016. Yeah.
Nice. Once. Do you have a management team taking a proper official care of your career, or you're riding alone? As a lonely soldier.
Well, honestly, I have main team and a roadie, you know. Yeah, and even I have forensic management and promoters as well. Mm-hmm. I have the Ghana Reggae Network.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that support me in terms of, you know, links and shows and promos. Mm-hmm. And I also have one family yard that also supports me in terms of linking me to get shows and performances. And I have the Authentic Fire Slinger crew. That is my personal army, you know. It's like I've divided myself into two. I have the one that represents basically the music and the performances. And I have the second me that is Authentic Fire Slinger, that handles the management and the movement of my career. So I have a team around me, basically, to say.
Originally, and how can the world reach you?
Well, the world can just reach me through my email, nayafire@gmail.com, and you can also reach me through this Facebook. They just spell my name rightly. Nayafire is N-A-Y-A-H, and fire is F-Y-A-H. You see, Naya is N-A-Y-A-H, and fire is F-Y-A-H. Instagram, Facebook, yeah. You can find me everywhere. YouTube, same way.
Talking
and, honestly...
That's how I run things. Run things.
Yeah. And talking about the world reaching me, I'm also reasoning with a new distribution company in Ghana by the name Uprise Music. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and in a couple months' time, they will be distributing my music, and they will have my music for streaming and for downloading, etc. Mm-hmm. And hopefully I'll be releasing my album right on their internet store.
Mm-hmm. Talking about the Reggae Network, do you do performances in Akuma Village?
Very, very much. We will be having a performance next week, Saturday, which is 16th. Mm-hmm. Of June. That is the Reggae Dancehall Box, and this is the third edition. It has been an annual program, so this is the third edition, and that has not been the only show that has been taking place at Akuma Village. There is this also taking place in Akuma Village by next August. It's called Height of Reggae Dancehall. And that is the volume 4 coming up. And all this concert I'm talking about, I've never missed any of them.
You've been featured constantly.
All these concerts, all the volumes I've mentioned, I've never missed any of them. I've played all the Kwame Nkrumah anniversary shows and all the ghetto shows. I mean, recently I played for one sister named Queen Rookie at her community tour. She was having a sanitation tour, and she did it in Nima. I was there to slay it up. So I've always been on my feet. If I'm not in the studio, I'm in the stage, or I'm farming, or I'm just working, you know.
I will. Nice one. Other artists enter into the music scene for the fortune, fame, and fun, and other reasons. What keeps Nayafire still glued to the music game?
Well, it's just the love, you know, it's like, you know, if you love something, nothing is able to separate you and that thing, you know what I mean? Yeah, and if you may doubt it, but I can honestly say for the past more than 10 years that we have been doing this, I would say it takes only a strong and a brave heart to carry along, you know, this journey, because it's never been easy. And if you would be motivated by fame, money, or just for the fantasy of being a star, then I don't think you would reach this far. And honestly, I've seen people rise and fall down in 9 months, right in Ghana. So, like I'm saying, being around for more than 10 years is not just for the fashion of it, or for the fame of it, or for the money interest of it, but just for the love. All the rest is just it's an additional blessing, I would say. Because when I came around, I didn't have fame, I didn't have money, I didn't have all this, you know, appearance that would make me look grand, like, yeah, this is a mighty big star, you know. But just the love for my career, you know, just the love for the music, the love for melody, you know, the love for rhythm, the love for writing, the love for writing has always kept us alive, you know, because we've always loved good music from the start. So nothing stops us from doing good music, right? So this has been our motivation from all this time.
Does Naya Fire play any music instrument?
Well, I fell in love with the bass guitar almost a year ago, but I'm not very good at it. So I'm still on it, you know what I'm saying? Because, like I said, it's the love, you know? So I know the love I have for the music will carry me through. But I will say my basic instrument right now is my vocal skill and my writing skill, you know?
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
So
that's also my instrument as well.
In short, the Aya is a singer-songwriter.
Thank you very much. Singer-songwriter. And a performer.
I will.
A recording artist.
Fully.
Yeah.
Naya Fire, let's catch some good vibe from you right now, yeah?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Good vibes on my people. We tell them in a
season.
It can't rain. We
can
make it cool and sexy. Good vibes around. Don't you pretend you can feel it. Good vibes to the sounds. We only keep the peace and the good vibes around. Don't you pretend you can feel it. Good vibes to my songs. I contribute to Ghana in any form. Patriotic citizen without uniform. If I rig a show, they come fit for farm. Up in the jungle, me just a do farm. And come and say for whatever, so we not reverse. In the nation building, if we do your best. No Dubai road to Libya, there is no greener pastures. Hardworking Ghanaians, more love and respect. Some say them are clean, then me find out them a flex a tanga. Some claim patriotic, then me find out them no real cantanka. Yeah. Some say them are clean, then me find out them a flex scavenger. Some claim patriotic, so me tell them a fi cruise cantanka. We only keep the peace and the good vibes around. Don't you pretend you can feel it. Good vibes to my sounds. We only keep the peace and the good vibes around. Stop Marley, make them feel it. Good vibes to my sounds. Who is really you without your root? The rootless tree shall bear no fruit. As kings and queens, we used to reign and rule. Their crooked ways contradict their books. Check and realize some upon the mythology. Better cherish life and not crave for vanity. Signal it and be wise, else you pay for the penalty. Some military don't know the consequences of illiteracy. Some say them are clean, then me find out them a flex a bangles like a vulture. Some claim patriotic, then me find out them a real cantanka. Yeah. Some say them are clean, then me find out them a flex scavenger. Some claim patriotic, so me tell them a fi cruise cantanka. We only keep the peace and the good vibes around. Don't you pretend you can feel it. Good vibes to the sounds. We only keep the peace and the good vibes around.
Yeah.
I be on the beat, make them feel it. Good vibes to the sound.
We wear crowns, afraid of no sound.
We can't
see
you
know Ghana
in any farm. Patriotic citizen without uniform. If I stay at show, they come fit perform. Up in the jungle, me just a do farm. Spirituality so personal, me trot mystically. The musical road, me trot lyrically. Survival in Ghana, half is strong physically. Man a real Congo youth, man a no dilly dally. Some say them are clean, then me find out them a flex a bangles like a vulture. Some claim patriotic, then me find out them no real cantanka. Yeah. Some say them are clean, then me find out them a fi use a kesha. Some claim patriotic, so me tell them a fi cruise cantanka. We only keep the peace and the good vibes around.
Don't you pretend you can feel it, feel it. Good vibes to my sounds. We only keep the peace and the good vibes around.
The good vibes.
Awo, the brethren, Naya Fire, live on the line, keeping the good vibe and the peace alive, yeah? Around, out here, in the station of the nation, Radio Southeast, Amsterdam, on 105.2 on the ether, 103.8 on the cable. 20 minutes approaching the hour of 12, the last phase of the show, the Thursday night showcase. Keep it sticky, not yicky, yeah? Let me go on the line and welcome the brethren, Naya Fire. One more time, back on the line. How is the Aya feeling? One more time, Naya Fire. Reda. Naya Fire, lower your
radio. It's a great feeling hearing myself. Yeah.
I will. It's a great feeling out there hearing your tapes, flipping on the radio.
Yeah.
I will.
Yeah, give thanks for having me once again. Yeah.
Yeah. Cross-general collaborations. Good vibes. Let's talk about the good vibes. Mm-hmm. How come good vibes?
Yep. Yeah. I think early this year, there was too much bad vibes. Even up till now, there's still bad vibes around. So we decided to put up a song to maintain the good vibes around. For instance, there was this issue of Africans, especially Western Africans going to Libya, you know, traveling to Libya to cross the Mediterranean to Europe, right? Yeah, and there is this saga of them getting killed by the Libyans, you know, and even getting smuggled and even, you know, getting sold out, you know, as slaves. Yeah, so decided to put up a little song and, you know, chip in the vibes here and there, you know, and also to motivate my people that no matter how the system go, so long as we are in Ghana, we must, you know, keep the good vibes around, you know, because that only could keep us going. And we can't pretend we don't feel the good vibes, and we must identify the good things in our life and just, you know, focus and just, you know, push ahead in life. Because, yeah, you know, good comes, bad comes. But we can't always dwell on the bad side of the issue or the bad side of the story of life. So, you know, we just look at the brighter side of issue and just move on, you know. So it was just a motivation.
Yeah, man.
To the people of Ghana, you know. Yeah.
Give thanks. You've played many shows over the years. Which one of the shows are your strong memories?
Yeah, one of my strongest memory was this show for the it was actually for the Palestinian embassy, you know. And it was basically about the voices of Africa, you know, calling on the world to take a look at Palestine and see the injustice going on right there, you know. Mm-hmm. So this was a diplomatic show, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it was on a grand style, you know. I mean, held at the National Theater. Mm-hmm. On the 14th of July last year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, by the ambassador of Palestine, Fatah al-Sakir.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a great concert to be remembered. And I also remember playing for Kwame Nkrumah's birthday.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was also a great concert to remember. And also early this year, we played one of the biggest concerts also, which was the third edition of it. That was another Mad Stage show, we call it. Mm-hmm. This is also on the shoulders of one of our main artists in Ghana here called Osagyefo. So, yeah, I've been on this, you know, these great shows, and I still can't forget them. I still remember my show with the Palestinian embassy, you know, promoters. You know, it was amongst the greatest artists in Ghana here, from high life to reggae.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so people like J.W.A. was on the bill, and yeah, on the reggae side to people like Osagyefo, Dr. Neil Ante, myself, yeah, and many other bigger, you know, Black Rasta, yeah, Conqueror, yeah, Kojo Kombolo, and many others. So, and even being on a live performance, you know, top is all, you know.
Yeah, man. Yeah, man. Congrats. So
yeah, because that is the class of it.
Yeah, man. Higher heights level. So which five best country would you like to tour? Sharing your dream tour.
Oh, okay.
And venues.
I would like to tour the... Okay. Venues. I would like to tour USA.
Mm-hmm.
That's... I would like to tour BBC Kings.
Mm-hmm.
That's, I think, New York. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I also like to tour... play on the... Reggae on the River also.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, I would also like to play Summer Jam.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, and I would like to play Summerfest too.
Mm-hmm. Is there any reason for such a choice?
I don't know about... Because these are the world-recognized reggae stages in the corners of the world, you know? I mean, these places that I mentioned are not all located at one place, so... I think if I'm able to be on all these platforms, then it's equally to the world.
Yeah, man. Yeah, man. Ghana,
yes,
to the world.
Yeah,
Naya,
yes,
fire to the world. Straight.
Straight.
You know.
Straight.
We will lick a shot.
Straight,
yeah?
Straight,
with
straight.
No apology.
Yeah, man. Yeah, lick a shot. I'll come again.
Warriors not afraid of death.
Yeah.
What a time check.
Oh, no better now.
See about the sun, I make you rock.
See down and watch that.
See about the sun, I make you cool.
Lick back, lick back. Anytime Babylon a lick shot. Yeah, I man a warrior. Anytime we cross the barrier. Gonna see when Nataria in a this year carry. Life is so faking, no need, no greed, should be given, taken. Love is all we need, why are we hating? Give me some love, cause I don't need no debating. My people, be wise, no join bad people. Think twice, seize and settle, know your right. Give love in your life. I be on the beat, call my rhythm, hope you feel it. In the studio, sign and seal it. Rust no deal with Animal City. Tick tock, tick tock. Sit down and watch time, just a tick tock. No, no, lick back, lick back. Anytime Babylon a lick shot. Yeah, hi, man a warrior. Anytime we cross the barrier. Gonna see when I tire. In a this year carrier. Life is so real. No need, no faking. No need, no greed. Should be give and take. Love is all we need. Why are we hating? Give me some love, cause I don't need no debating.
This is authentic fire slinger. On the call, my rhythm. I be on the beat. Sling them.
As a soldier, can be trusted. As a gangster, can be busted. As a president, can be elected. Man a real lion, can get tested. Give me respect, get respected. Show no advert, life and no contest. In a me culture, I'm too rooted. Enough of them a vulture, them face too crooked.
Tick tock, tick tock. Sit down and watch time, just a tick tock. No, no, lick back, lick back. Anytime Babylon a lick shot. Yeah, I find a warrior. Anytime we cross the barrier. Come see when I tire. In a this year carrier.
feel about the sun and make you cool as the heat.
Yeah, do the mystical. Yeah, what is up? Sound you don't know what about the clown. We wear the crown, afraid of no sound. None of them wanna blood them and go down. Cause the we govern the city and the town. We tell them we know how we come and dance.
Give love in your life. I be on the beat, call my rhythm, hope you feel it. In the studio, sign and seal it. Rust no kill it, Animal City.
Tick tock, tick tock. Sit down and watch time, just a tick tock. No.
I will tick tock, tick tock. Time is clicking, yeah? Licking shots with no apology. Naya Fire.
Yes, yes.
Live on the line. Licking yes. Shot, yo. Tick tock, tick tock. Lick shot, lick shot.
Sit down, watch down, just a tick tock. Yeah, well, lick shot, anytime, Babylon, a lick shot. Yeah, hi, man, no warrior, anytime we cross the barrier, gonna see with Nataria in a Disney career. Grandmaster Blaze to the world. Sing. Better know authentic fire slinger.
Sing.
Break the fire.
Naya Fire, straight out to the world. Relatively, yes. Reggae is bigger in Gambia, Zimbabwe, and Kenya. Have you tried extending your exposure to these countries? Because it's near, it's Africa, you know?
Oh, yeah. Well, honestly, there is this page in my Facebook, Adapts. I added them about a year ago. It's called By the Rivers of Gambia Reggae, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I've been sharing most of my stuff with them and they have been responding very well. In Zimbabwe, I have roadies. I mean, I have people on the ground that have my music submitted to sound systems that are really, you know, blazing it high. Yeah, so we are just trying to spread our wings across Africa, you know, because yeah, when we say Ghana is the gateway, so we're trying to submit all the Anglophones and even the Francophones, you know. So it's been very positive trying to reach out to them and the energy, especially Kenya. I have this presenter in Kenya. She's called DJ Mexi. And she has about all the songs I sent to you too. And she's been playing from club to club and from, you know, show to show. So I've been trying to reach out, and for the first time a promoter tried to reach me in Kenya, you know, trying to reason out how best possible I could make it to play in Kenya. But yeah, we're still working out stuff because I know the music has to get bigger to really reach to the masses, and even for the masses and the promoters to even request my service. So I know it's just hard work, and I know with time, you know, I will reach there.
Naya Fire. Cross-genre collaborations help a lot in tapping into multiple fan bases and also help extend brand exposure. Yet, what will make Naya Fire ignore a collaboration request from a rapper or Afrobeat or R&B singer or a new soul artist?
Okay, so we all know that music is message, right?
Yeah, man.
And music carry energy. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it depends on what the kind of message is and the kind of energy the message carries, because earlier on I said my music is far from derogatory. My music is far from profanity. My music is far from violence. My music is far from vulgar.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so anything conscious, anything positive. Yeah, I don't pay heed too much or mind to the rhythm so much, but I rather embrace the message so long as it doesn't fall in my line of duty as my purpose in music, my mission. Yeah, then I would be very sorry for whoever would want me on that particular, you know. So it just has to be something that I can embrace, you know. Yeah, it could be a party song, it could be a love song, yeah, but anything far from profanity or vulgar or anything that would demean the status of womanhood, you know, or anything that would promote violence amongst mankind, you know. Yeah, it's totally out of my way, because my music stands for equal rights and justice. My music stands for love, you know. My music stands for peace and harmony. My music is here to teach, you know, and also, yeah, share the vibes and all the inspirations and the joy that I also get in the world. I give back what I get, so it's just the energy. People, and we don't give back violence. Yeah, yeah,
it's the energy.
Yeah. Just the energy, positive vibration, you know, across the world, you know.
Yeah. So a double feature with Lutan Fire and Damian Marley wouldn't be a bad idea. Have you thought of that?
Yeah. Actually, Lutan Fire is my friend on Facebook, and we have been reasoning, and I'm sure it will definitely come to that. Yeah, but for Damian, I still hope that, one day my music get bigger. And, you know, it's not just about, you know, waking up and getting their links to collaborate with them. It is about them being satisfied with what I have put across the world, and also would be open-hearted and willing to work with me. That would be perfect how it should go, because I think they are on a higher pinnacle. They are on a higher plane when it comes to music. So I think it wouldn't be bad to have them as featured, but I think it would take my works for them to embrace me. And that is what I'm doing, just hard work, good works. I've always seen improvements from a song to song, you know. So I know it will get there. I'm very patient with this.
Yeah. Nice one. Do you have any collaboration with any of the Ghanaian reggae artists?
Well, I actually have collaborations with Rascuku, but this is not officially out. I also have collaboration with one brethren called I Anointed, but this is an English Jamaican, but he's residing in Ghana recently. Yeah, and I think you have my song with him together. It's called Party. That's actually my first collaboration for this year. That's basically it. But I have in mind to collaborate with people like Osagyefo, Conqueror, and other artists, because we have things in the studio actually.
Cool. And what studio are you recording from?
Honestly, I've been recording from Number One Records, and I have also been recording from the studios of IB on the Beat. So I think half of these songs that you are playing were produced by IB on the Beat, and others were produced by, for example, Just Sunshine was produced by Crownzy Beat, but it was mixed by IB on the Beat. Lick Shot was produced by IB on the Beat and mixed by IB on the Beat. So I've got songs, you know. Actually, all my singles were collected.